kuthiwa ke sizobambisana njengasesontweni. Kodwa ke bendinalento ethi can I make a request now? Ukuthi uphumile ezingongolweni ngoba ngikhuluma iqiniso lokuthi amadokhumenti lasibambile. Kodwa ke okungcono singavumelani nje ukuthi babeke ibhodi le iBioscope bese siqhuba ke azosithola ekuhambeni esikhathi ngoba isikhathi siyahamba. I really honestly actually saying why they were not available is not going to translate into them having been available. It will be my excuse accepted, but it will bring no change. It's better to say they are three, if not four. But for us, please, can we get started? The team from the department is not waiting for an agreement, which means they've been itching to start working. So we apologize to everybody. Let's kick on. The honorable members have nodded. Items like welcoming you and all the other things are really good solutions. What is important, because we have already wasted time waiting, is better than just to allow the one who is going to present to fire on. We will ask questions, and members are free to ask my intervention where they feel they want to ask a question or to do something. If something is not well, I will be, my eyes will be on them. Can we then continue? But the minister, we do have an apology. That's the major apology we need to know. She is in the cabinet together with the deputy minister. So there are things that we have to fight for out there. I don't know.
You
must. Hey, it's not the Cape. I made a mistake by life. Let's continue. I was invited in a full week this week in Northern Cape by the deputy mayor. Even using this day, we're also appearing in that, even when we are supposed to have our days here, I was supposed to be somewhere community outreach. So can you be on the floor, whoever, whether it's Tabane, whether it's Leshifane, whether it's you.
Thank you, Chair. Good morning, honorable members. We thank you, Chair, for allowing us to come and make this presentation. Also acknowledging that our minister is not with us today. We have received the report and the request for us to come to present, and we, Chair, when DDG Vilakazi is going to make the presentation, and she's going to look at the high-level areas and then focus more on the issues that have to do with the Department of Social Development based on the report. That's what we've extrapolated from the report. So we're focusing on those. There are areas where we have joint responsibilities with other departments, but we would therefore highlight those, and we would say, change the report that has been work that has been done on certain areas, but on certain areas there's some work that is being currently initiated for the longer term view. I will allow Chair on that note, Judith Vilakazi, to present the report. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Vilakazi.
Thank you very much, Acting DG Chairperson, Honorable Member. This is our report to the high-level report that we are presenting today. The overview, as it is displayed there, we'll cover the purpose as well as the different areas where the department has responded to in terms of errors within administration, comprehensive social security, welfare services, and community development. So the purpose of this report is to give the portfolio committee our response to this high-level panel on the assessment of key legislation and acceleration of fundamental change. The committee will remember that this high-level panel was appointed, was commissioned by the Speaker's Forum to do this work. So the report was presented in, it was completed in November 2017. Around administration, as the SDG has indicated, are areas that are cross-cutting, but we looked into those that are relevant to the department in terms of what you are doing. For example, there was a finding on the use of Official Languages Act, which is Act No. 12 of 2012, and what the panel is recommending.
Just a minute, if you take us on board so that we really understand the panel itself, is it the one that was being led by so that there are many commissions and panels in this country. We need to be very sure which ones are we responding to. Thank you very much for that. Okay.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. It's a panel that is chaired by our former President, President Mondlanthe. They compiled this report. It is a 601-page report. We brought a copy because in some areas, as we report, will indicate the page and the paragraph where the finding or recommendation is, so that it's easier for the committee members to go through that and search if they want to get more clarity. But it is that a panel that is chaired, that was chaired by President Mondlanthe and other experts. It's quite a big panel, but they've done a beautiful work. This 600-page document purposes, if we did not print both sides, it was going to be time to them and time. It's very, very valuable. So in terms of the finding of Act 12 of 2012, which is the use of Official Languages Act, what the panel is recommending is that Parliament should ensure that the implementation of the use of the Official Languages Act, in such as the establishment of language units within the department. So from a social development point of view, we are implementing the language policy. We came up with a language policy based on this act. And we are also accounting or reporting to the PENSAB, which is the PEN South African Language Board, on the implementation of this act. And also what we are currently doing, we do translate, transcribe, and edit some of the DSC documents in terms of different languages, as well as also provide interpreting services when we have DSD outreach programs. So our long-term plan, we want to establish language units. In terms of this act, in each department, there must be a unit responsible for languages. So we don't have that as yet in the department, but this is what we want to do in the next MTSF. And also ensure that we translate, transcribe, and edit DSD documents in line with the use of the official languages policy and maintain the use of languages in the DSD framework and policies. The next finding is on the poor implementation of promotion of access to information, which is Act number 2 of 2000. And what the panel is recommending is that Parliament should use its powers to introduce legislative changes to the promotion of access to information, which is the Act number 2 of 2000. What we are currently doing as a department is to review the prior manual, because from this Act we came up with our own manual as a department, and also to ensure that we translate, publish, and print prior manual in 11 languages, which includes grade, and then hold annual information awareness session within the department and report them online to the relevant institutions for who are being oversight on fire. Our long-term plan is to hold awareness sessions with the stakeholders on fire and protection of personal information, and also improve access to information and prior obligations. Another finding from this report is with regard to refugees and migrants. There is a recommendation on this one, which is on page 350, around refugees and migrants. But from our side in the department, we have population unit that is advising the entire government on population and development policy. So you find that issues around migration are key in terms of the population policy. So what we've done thus far, we develop a short training program to train people on the population and migration and sustainable development and human rights. We've already piloted this training program in KZN, Free State, and Gauteng. We train the municipalities. So our long-term plan is to roll out this program to the other provinces that were not covered, which is Northwest, Northern Cape, Eastern Cape, Mpumalanga, Limpopo, and Western Cape. Another finding is around the sexual offences data. There is a recommendation that we must make information available, because there is lack of publicly available comprehensive, accurate data in both public and private sectors as a constraint to the evaluation of efficiency, equity, and equality of the healthcare system. So what we have done thus far is the engagement with the data producers, especially SAPS, in terms of the data that is produced, because the recommendation is that the data must be disaggregated in terms of age, in terms of gender, crime committed, race, and geographical location. So one of the objectives of the population policy that I referred to earlier is to make reliable and up-to-date information on human and population development. And then the long-term plan is to address the research gaps and then appropriation intervention, and also to continue to provide that technical support in terms of data management. And then the next program is comprehensive social security. Under comprehensive social security, there is a finding with regard to child-headed households who cannot access the child support grant for themselves. And a recommendation, which is recommendation 4.28 on page 320, that the Act should be amended to enable teen mothers and child-headed households to receive the child support grant simultaneously for themselves and for their children in their care. So the intermediate action is that the Social Assistance Amendment Bill was tabled in April 2018. So one of the amendments is to address this issue. And then there's another finding in terms of comprehensive social security, that there is no provision for supervising adults to assist child-headed households to access child support grants. So the recommendation is that the Act should be amended to align it with the Children's Act, allowing supervising adults supporting child-headed households to apply for the child support grant on behalf of those children under their supervision. So the definition of the caregiver is sufficiently broad to allow the supervisors others to apply for the child support grant on behalf of their children. So the conduct of supervisors is better regulated in the children's state. And then another finding is that social workers cannot deal with foster care caseloads, hence orders are lapsing. So the recommendation is that the Act should be amended to deal with the lapsing of foster care grants. So the Children's Amendment Bill that has already been tabled in Parliament on the 19th of February deal with this matter. So what the long-term plan is that will follow the necessary legislative processes to amend the Act.
Just a minute.
Okay.
It seems we are going to go through all this slides in this arrangement, but it becomes a little bit worrying that these are fine, but you take them as they are, what has been recommended. But it's not clear what are we going to say to the people, what are you doing, because currently they are correct. This is what is happening in our community. But as we sit here, this now we are reading, but what I think is a problem for us, all of us, is to, it's beyond amendment, what can be done, because presently these people are sitting with this problem. I thought you would come with something that says, meanwhile, because it's very clear you say, it is there, but the Act is there, the legislative process is going to take years to unfold, but meanwhile, should they continue to remain in that, what is the department implementing for now? Because I think what is being diagnosed is something that is wrong, that is happening amongst our people. Now should we wait and say as parliamentarians, as we go for elections, you wait guys, the next parliament is going to amend the Children's Act, because I think the department can somehow do something. That means why we are doing this. If these findings are very clear, I watched the members have been starting saying there is this problem. Members of the department will face this problem. I see this because this is a funder. It's telling us, because they will be done, but they are not being done. So meanwhile, those people, when there was a panel, they came out in numbers. They reported. Now they are waiting for a response. Can't you do anything about this? You allow me to go and visit.
Thank you, Chair. I am really in agreement with what the Chair is saying, and I just my suggestion almost would be that maybe during the presentation as it is, they we imagine another column where the DDG would be saying at the moment this is what is going on in terms of an intervening strategy, as it were, because we all know about the lapsing orders and things like that, but one also wants to believe that there's something that is being done to intervene in the meantime, because these are the Rolls Royce sort of thing to say we've gone through this, we are doing what we can in terms of getting the law to agree with the practice, but in the meantime this is what we are doing, because as you rightly say, Chair, we do need something to tell people that have the questions that have brought about those findings. Thank you, Chair.
How do we make improvements in the brotherhood? How do we respond? Because the department was supposed to have responded to this panel by saying, yes, this is what we are short of. On this item, we have not been able to do this, because this is what, because for example, if we talk about data,
we are also talking about home affairs. And people are not accepting CFD. Young people are not writing grade 12 and others because they don't have a birth certificate. The mother cannot access the child's grant because he herself did not have a birth certificate, and the mother is not coming back from where she is to come and look for home affairs to give the birth certificate to the mother of the child so that they can be able now to apply. I'm honorable members, I might be I'm subject to correction, I might be confusing you, but what is worrying me is after we have read all what is being recommended, we now say these are the recommendations because there are some mechanisms that can be used to say this is the, what will happen. But for now, we are going out to our departments, for example, the language problem, the language issue. I have always been wondering if you go into the Office of Social Development, you are dumb and deaf. How do they communicate with you then? Because there is no arrangement that at some stage on Wednesday, once a month, we have an interpreter in a station so that those people can be connected. You will come next month, we'll make arrangements for someone to interpret for you. But it has been my understanding is if I'm deaf and dumb and I go to these offices, no one understands me. How do I access my rights? You know, there it is. I can't deal with foster care loads. That's what we have been saying as a department. It's not new. We have been complaining about that. But you go further. Act should be amended to deal with lack of foster care. So what about now? Before we actually go to the amendment, which we can't do now, because what you're talking about is our part goes to the next incoming term. What are we supposed to do? I acknowledge that hand. There is that hand there that is trying to assist us.
Thank you, Honourable Chairperson and members. Forgive my voice, I've got flu. I think maybe the limitation was on the request because we're following exactly what the request was sent to the department to say, look at the recommendations, indicate the immediate actions that you're going to take, not the current one, and also what is the long term, because the panel did this report in conjunction with the High Court order that was ordered against the department, and there's a lot of work we have done, including the amendment of the current legislation. That is why, if you look at the recommendation, it strictly says the Act should be amended to deal with the lapsing foster care order. Yeah. Meanwhile, the court order also was saying Minister of Social Development must come up with a comprehensive legal solution because some of these challenges that we experience in foster care are also legislative based, let alone the fact that it's issues of shortage of social workers. But even with the current pool of social workers, there are some legal provisions that are not allowing the system to work properly. Hence, in the amendments, we have stipulated what is going to change in the regime of foster care so that the system is not clogged. So we answered the recommendation strictly, 4.2a, that says you should amend the Act because the high-level panel, I'm happy because in that panel, Professor Taylor was there, and she was also one of the panel members who were reviewing our white paper on social welfare. They pick up the same thing. That is why now we finalized the amendment of the legislation that includes unblocking the system with the current pool of workers, because we know we have been knocking all the doors for extra money to appoint social workers, but we don't get any joy. So what is it that we're going to do with the current pool? Because we have to service the children even with the current pool, is to make the legal framework conducive. There are specific clauses that have been, you know, reviewed to be able to ease the system. So maybe the limitation was on the request, because the letter suggests immediate action and the long term. And this report, it was the first time we see it from the portfolio. It was never submitted to ministry so that we look at it. So we saw it for the first time when the portfolio committee submitted so that we can come. I think that's my contribution.
I think it is helping us a lot, Kuhn. But except to say, when we deal with the court issues, you always report to us to say this is how we have responded. But now I think you have already submitted even the plan that was prescribed, how you're going to do things. You remember the issue of SASA, where you were requested to submit to court. But until now we sit here, we don't know what you submitted. Because it is a normal process that those who play oversight, when you now comply to an instruction, we ought also to have that, so as to be able to know that at least we have complied. I think the request is quite good, because all departments, all portfolio committees are dealing with in order to align with the manifesto. Mm. So that we know that the manifesto, you are also in line with responding immediately to what the manifesto is instructing you to do. So the manifesto includes issues of this high panel report. Maybe I think you should be communicating with the secretary when you make response to the request, because the request was wanting to understand how far have you gone. Given that this now has been made to be parliamentary document, having been approved, having been presented, then ours is to oversight as to, now that you have the panel report, how far have you gone? But we do understand these steps. In this year amendment, it will take almost all of next year, being a legislative process unfolding in the manner we know between us. But I think there are, Cisco, issues that I've been raising with you, even as a person, that this matter is worrying. But it doesn't appear that when responding to these gaps, there is something that you say, meanwhile. It's the meanwhile that I'm requesting for. But in any way, let's continue. I'm still going to find out from members as you continue to present, but I think you're going to present the same arrangement throughout the document. Is that it? Can you get on?
No, Chair, we take your point. And as DDG Vilakas was saying, that we wanted to make sure that we respond based on policies and legislative findings that we were saying with regards to that, this is what we're doing. But as you're saying, Chair, that there is work that we had to do when there were issues around foster care backlog.
Yes.
You know, we had to do some actions while we're doing this. So we did not, as Nelly was saying, that we responded based on the template, and as you're saying, that we're supposed to have asked at least the secretary in terms of whether we're in line with our response. I'm not sure whether we could, as Nelly responds on that, maybe some of the team would say, with regards to foster care, then Connie would say, look, these are the things that we are currently doing, if that would be fine.
Yes, for example, if you say the migration, sustainable development and human rights piloted in KZN, it would help us if you say there is this program in Ward 15 in Mgazi municipality, and this is what has been done, and the response seems to be helping.
Okay.
Not just to
say piloted in KZN. So we won't know where. We know where we don't. If someone said, what is this honorable member that is being piloted? Who is there? Which structures are there that are piloting? And if we were to wake up tomorrow and say, let's go to KZN or Free State or Gauteng and see where this is being done, where would we go? Because this is 100% silent. And the other issue is this manner. You know what is being revealed here is what members have hammered all the days we are here. Remember the issue of over communication. Human has to remember where she is. That there was always this matter as to, is your communication effective? Do people understand what you say? We were even saying, can't you have flyers? Can't you have this? Because we were feeling there's a gap between the beneficiaries that they ought to know between what you are doing. But let's continue and finish and come back and see what we are going to do.
Okay. But I think the chair is correct to say that maybe even if you don't give us, because one of the things that we should do is the legacy report. People that will come after us must understand exactly where are we with the challenges that we've identified in the portfolio community. Maybe it should be proper that even if it's not today that you say, because you can't make a report now, just make a column, and then we send it to say that this is what is happening, because at the same time we are going on the ground. Like I'm going in KZN. If you say piloted in KZN, I must say that no, this challenge is being addressed. Although we have not reached there, but there is happening. I think the chair is correct to say that we have to look at that one. Although I don't think maybe today you can do it, because you have to get a correct, you know, report, and then you put it there. But we appreciate that you are responding on the legislative part, as the panel recommended, to say that there are gaps in this particular legislation, and as a department you need to take it up, and we are just zooming to what we are doing to address the recommendations of the panel.
And also, as members, let's work together then in an issue. You're saying here, I can't see your page, but it's about health-headed households. You are saying they can't access it themselves. So do we really need the legislation, or there's a way that says if it's a child, whoever is in charge, an extended family member, a church member, a traditional leader, but can this person, these people, because the act has not been amended? And what do we do while we wait for a legislative process? What do we do if it is said? We must be saying, for now, these are the people that are supposed to be assisting these child-headed homes up until there's a legislative. But if we leave it intermediate, the act will be amended. Then you also get the finding on no provision for to assist. The act should be amended to align with Children's Act. Let's go to the next page. Social workers can't deal with foster care because of the law. Then what is going to be done? Are we going to wait? This bill has not reached us, but I know it's in the pipeline.
Child amendments.
The act should be amended if the collapsing foster care has already been tabled in Parliament. So we're supposed to receive it, and it will go into
Yes, I know it has been approved by cabinet, but it has been processed through the Speaker's office.
Yeah.
The Speaker's office has not submitted it to the Secretary. It's not that I have, because many NGOs were panicking about this one. But I told them that they should not rush to us. But I do know it has been taken within the cabinet, and it has been processed to the Speaker's office for her to send it to us. But we have not received it. But meanwhile, we can do something about how can we try and be creative, have an initiative as to if we don't have social workers for foster care, because that foster care was also a court matter, isn't it? It is a court matter, yes. Let me say it was.
I think I align myself with you. It is very important, the issue of the foster care grant, because as we are doing door to door, I think almost all the staff here and political parties were involved in door to door. One household from in a street, you will meet two or three households that are having a problem of foster care grants. So we need answers to answer them. What is it that in the meantime that we will be doing in making sure that they access what they are supposed to access, Jay? We've got a backlog, but if you can really look at it carefully, except those that are in court, there is another one that is pending. Is it called? I think that there are others who are not part of that court case, but they are still pending, they are coming. So in other words, we have to have an interim thing that we're going to do to make sure that the backlog, we manage it.
But Connie, before Connie answers to you, we will remember that we went into an amendment, if you remember. It was also about social workers and foster care. We thought when we amended that clause, if I'm correct, we thought there would be improvement, but it was an issue that only private social workers were supposed to operate, and ours were not trained to do that. Can you remember, Goli, what was that amendment? What effect has that amendment had to the backlog that we are told is still piling up now, which I also have witnessed?
Honorable Chair and members, that amendment you did was for adoption,
okay.
Not foster care.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So this adoption one, the hot potato, that nothing has been done. What have you done? What is it that is at court and so on?
For now, Honorable Chair, it is the foster care matter, not adoption.
Yes.
Yes. Remember when we were taken to court by the Center for Child Law, it was the issue of a backlog, which was going to cause children not to receive their grant through SASSA, because a child can only receive a grant when the court order is valid. So because every 2 years they have to be renewed. So now there were a lot of cases that were pending that renewal, which was going to impact negatively on the foster care grant.
Oh, please use your mic, it's good.
Oh, in their voices.
Hey, yeah. Voice is low, mic.
So the court declared that those court orders are valid. So there's no child who is
I know. Okay, I was still saying the all those orders which were not were impacted by the red law, the court gave an order to say those orders are valid until end of that, which is tomorrow.
Yeah.
And what we are submitting, because we need to submit a report tomorrow. Remember, tomorrow, this
report
to court, this report, the premier cited in the court order. So that each and every premier is filing his own report to court. Because the issue of backlog is about shortage of social workers, shortage of cars, is a lot of systemic issues that way, and administrative issues that way is raised by the court. For national minister, it was just for her to create an enabling legislative environment. Hence, there we talked about the amendment of the Act. And in the amendment, there are various clauses that we have amended that speak to how we think the system can be eased with the current pool of social workers, because the reality is we have a certain number of social workers to deal with for studies. So the different reports from provinces, as we monitor them, they are beginning to build units within each province to deal specifically with prospecting. And most of the provinces have cleared the backlog. They don't have a backlog in terms of those court orders that are on the system. The backlog that Honorable Zolini is talking about is the new one, because if they concentrate on the court order itself, now they just neglect, they accumulate, new applications are not necessarily processed. And the Social Assistance Act that was tabled some time ago was trying also to resolve some of this, because when you look at who is applying for foster care, it's the gogos, it's the aunties of these children, it's not strangers. Now, one of the new introductions there is that if a child is staying with a relative and is not in need of care and protection in terms of, there's a whole list of areas, I think there are more than 10, that describe how you define a child in need of care and protection. Those children are supposed to go for either CSG or the grant that the Social Security is proposing. Remember, they were proposing the offense and vulnerable child grant, the new grant. That will be a bridging gap in between. It is between foster care and CSG, so that the amount is not equal to CSG, it's a bit higher. So we thought that will also assist, because the workers are going there to foster care route for money, because foster care is more than the CSG. So that's what drops the system. It's not because they are in need of care and protection. It's because they need some financial support to be able to take care of the children that they are taking care of now.
Sorry, just to bear on.
Mine now is water disease, but I can say you are always my hero in terms of professional understanding of this matter. But mine is to say the minister has got all the power, because there could have been a recommendation that says the honesty is the children who were really, really supposed to be on foster care are not. Those who are on foster care are those who were really not, but they had access to the process going forward. Unfortunately to say, some of our own social workers, they make it easy for those they want to benefit from. And that eats from the muscles, that when you come in, you are told she doesn't have a mother, her mother died. When we went there, we were told this is the child. When we first did the court, and she doesn't have anything. We didn't know that they had a child. We don't know the father, because she was staying on its own, somewhere in an informal settlement. This child is here now, and instead is actually taking from the Smolanyana grant that the family feeds on. And this matter has been in our hands for a long time, saying there is a problem. Because in the event you say these issues, because even this thing, unfortunately, we will never get rid of this racism thing. Because other type of families, if you define families, always the very white people had their independence, that you can't be my daughter and depend on me. But in Yamakaya, Usengumtwana, Mdanomdanamno, it's me who goes. So that then makes you, when you were supposed to be a family on your own, to be part of the family. I've always argued, if you go to a family, you find five distinct families in one. There is Makulu, but there's my son and his wife and his children. There's my daughter who's not married, is also, so the members of the family can go up to 20. And then they are treated as one family. There's no separation that all of you come to my grant as a bobo. But there is this shortage of saying those families are not recognized as families. That's why that foster now has to be from the bobo. And our daughters and our sons, Mazalabashi. My daughter is a sit-in somewhere. The children are with me. So my son has got is somewhere in a poly, a mobile. He brings children back home to me. There's no law that regulates what family it means this time. And this issue of the foster, it might not be correct to say it's the bobos, because the bobos are feeling it. It's this, our young people are dying, and are leaving scores of children. Scores that are now going to be a problem in the future society that we try to build. But Minister, in a very short-term arrangement to address these issues. Because I did go to a number of magistrates. They said, no, they are not processed. If they are there, I do them and finish. I even went in KZN. They might be what? As long as everything has been prepared, I'm called. I spend a whole day after hours, finish them all. The issue is they are not being brought here. And now the question is, and can't you even have a group a day that on this day will go to zone 15, have 10 wards, deal with all those who are looking for foster care, and then arrange with the magistrate. In fact, somewhere in the Eastern Cape, they said they're doing it. Oh my. But I even mobilized other magistrates so that we can deal with this backlog. They were very cooperative. But the issue, are our social workers committed to this? Because we might pick on the out. Are the social workers really keen on this thing? And if not, the minister must give us an answer. Because now I thought, when I discussed with the secretary, when we have this report, it will be an answer that is saying, this was the recommendation, this is what we have done. The short term or intermediate is the one that we have an informal arrangement of clustering and doing this, and actually calling for other social workers or bringing social workers for 1 month to come and assist us. Remember, there's a report we never need. You remember when you had social workers, people that were employed temporarily, I met some in Titoren that were investigating how these foster care children are living. There was a team, I remember. The ministerial committee. It was that report could have revealed, if we were given a report, that there is this problem. Now it has been discovered and exposed by the team, high-level team, but still there is nothing that has been done on the report by this now team. Yet that other report, we called for it, but it was never brought to us. And it was finalized. There were people appointed, I don't know who they were, but I remember even in rural areas they were saying there were people who came and even want to see where the child is sleeping. What food are we eating as a family? So that report has not come back to us because the legacy report hinges on what has been done and then what has been the outcome. So this response is very insufficient, Sonetti, because at least these problems, what was supposed to happen when they received the high-level report, they then made mechanisms. For example, the minister cannot fail to put a task team and employ temporary old social workers that are on pension to cluster areas and continue with the foster care. So we are now at a cul-de-sac because we are dealing and we are reporting on the old backlog because we are taken to court. But this has created another backlog. So I really would want the minister to do something. She is just got all the power. And there are a fund that you have somewhere and somewhere that at least you can take 1 month contract with the former social workers and do this and liaise with the magistrates that will be having this campaign. I think there is one that we also conducted, I think around Gandol, and about, there was a lot of children that got registered one time. It was in outreach. I remember it was around Gandol or in Bizani. But that exercise was never reported because also we are under pressure. We want to report on our successes and our legacy. Because what will be left now with will be that there's deadlock. Take them to court again. Because that's when they did that's the language they know. It means we caught the second seventh grade. Can we proceed to the next phase? But in the thing, we can't agree that oh, there will be an amendment. In the absence of the amendment, what is social development going to do? And this is what we should put down on our report. Can we look into the other one?
Okay, with regards to there was an amendment bill that was tabled. If we can just also get clarity on that one, so we know how to move forward as we come back and conclude the report. The social assistance amendment bill.
Yes. But what the minister said to me was that the social, comprehensive social assistance, when you were here, he said, she was here, you were not there. She said, this will be very comprehensive and depend on the incoming because it will be including houses, all the other health and so on. So can you tell us where that bill is, if it is there, so that we know between what the minister said as a brief, maybe I didn't get it clear, but you are saying comprehensive. So given that, are we still having a bill that is coming other than that one? There was a hand.
I just want, because she was not there when the minister spoke about what the honorable chair said. I think minister was talking about the white paper on social development. The area of comprehensive social security is clearly outlined in the white paper itself, which is not a legislation. Honorable Chair, you will remember that, I can't remember the date, that the social assistance amendment bill was taken in Parliament. And that's the one that Brenda will speak to, because in that bill, that's where some of the issues the honorable member is raising is being addressed. So it was never processed. I think it has already happened in the meeting. You know what, Kay? I think now what I'm thinking is high tech, you are saying. But the problem is, if legislation has been tabled, who is supposed to monitor where the health funds are funding? Because they it's very important. And if it's lying somewhere in Parliament and the department is not for, it's not asking Parliament or trying to find out what or tracking, let me use the right way, tracking how far is the legislation, then we have a problem. Because now what we see in Parliament here, they know we don't know.
It's testing track or who comes first or whatever. If one of the game I call in and
first come
second. Especially if you're doing follow up, your things are going to come to you. Now I'm just wondering, isn't social development supposed to be doing the follow up from time to time, tracking how far is the
being? That's the lady who spoke about doing initiative, but at the very when we were instructed not to. But for a very long time, the issue of us being the Department of Justice has got very, very negative impact on us. Can you come with me? I don't think we would run around here wanting to stay and leave us or whatever.
Now, I think
just
lean over. Thank you, Chairperson, honourable members. We, as far as I understand, our parliamentary liaison also has been following us. But the last time I checked, we were informed that the timeline question. I don't know if you remember, Chairperson, that there was an issue of time frames that legislation is no longer going to be considered. That's the kind of feedback that we got, but we've been concerned because the provision in that bill is about doing the interim intervention of creating that interim grant between the foster child grant and the CSG, so that while the other provisions are dealing with foster care, that are about improving the capacity of the department to deal with the foster child issue, that at least the income that people are able to access is increased. But obviously, it's not possible for a minister to be able to augment the child support grant without a legislation empowering her to do that. And money had already been allocated by the National Treasury, but because the bill wasn't processed, then that money is just passed. So it's an urgent provision that needs to be tabled at the same time that we also do the amendment to the Children's Act. So these things are supposed to be mutually supporting provisions in order to deal with the court case issues.
Thank you very much. I can be very honest to you that this bill was never actually processed to reach us in time. Many times I remember there was this announcement that all ministers must submit what would be priority legislation, but this one was never brought to us. And we actually came from the chairperson's meeting and raised this matter that please, whatever is going to take place, bring it now so that it can be accommodated. By the time we were talking together, there was already that. And also, the minister, I asked the minister about this one. She said she has not even seen it. So she is not going to be, the new minister. So she is not able to say she can now, we will be able to deal with it.
I remember very well that we have been worried about this thing, even if we were not clear as to what priorities it brings. But we were saying whatever we need to attend to as a legislation. By the time you were talking to me, already there was no more, an NCOP had agreed that it means they would be here the whole year. So what has not been brought, they will not be passed. I think there are some things that we could not do deal with because Chairperson where social development in select committee was raising the same issue that these matters could have been brought in time. So,
appointment of the day board,
they said no, they have already enough on their table. That's why I then requested that it be extended. We don't have this bill, but I'm not necessarily saying too much of men, but I'm saying there is a way where you can have a task team to increase the number. Even if we have a law that allows us to employ as many as the norms, as many social workers, but you can't create that if there's no budget. But at the same time, you can initiate a way of being able to take shortcuts in order to achieve. Because we can't go to the communities and say, because we don't have the legislation, and therefore. I think issues were about child support grant, ATDS, and so on, all these things that we were talking about, which means we can't say the minister must augment. But we are saying, can't you be, as professionals, help us by initiating ways of dealing with the ILIMA? Because even the matters of ICROP could not help us identify these children. Child protection, which they could not assist us bring on the table the backlog so that we can begin to talk about the backlog. The backlog is there and we can't blame because we were chasing the ones that are actually a problem tomorrow. There's another problem tomorrow when you say it has come to an end. I mean, that allowance, are you saying that it ends in February? Let's move and see other recommendations.
Yeah, but 10 chairs, we now know it is the horse's fault, and we will have to try and see, as you're saying, how we manage.
This is the men's test on the other page. A men's test, which are in the community, simplify or eliminate the means, policy, universal, and not bad, develop a legislation. Everything we can't internally use available tools and initiatives. All we go for is the legislation. This one also reviewed and the organizational structure finalized.
There's no pages.
In terms of the findings, that the mean test procedure, it leads to the exclusion. And it's complex for the public to understand. So what the panel is recommending is that we need to simplify and eliminate the means test. Mm.
So what we will do is to develop a legislation or immediate. Let's look at the intermediate. What will we do?
Brenda.
There is a policy proposal.
isn't it included in the transformation process that is going to unfold here?
Yes, it's part of that comprehensive
plan. Because if you remember, guys, we even asked for Taylor to come. And we asked Taylor to come and present to us the findings that she presented to me. But she never, I was in that meeting, I spoke to her in that amendment, and said, these issues for me are more political than administration. We will make a request that you come and present your findings. Instead, she actually turned down not once. Even now, when was she going to come? Today also she was supposed to be here. But I don't know whether she's retired now or whatever.
In African culture, what we did when we couldn't find her, we went to the office of the speaker. It's the one that the office of the deputy speaker. It is the one that is responsible for all the recommendations from the Taylor Commission.
Okay.
So maybe I would also advise that you talk to the deputy speaker about some of the issues on social development and then see how far it's parliament. Because even parliament has taken time to look at them and listen to what they feel. Because if recommendations from Taylor were implemented as early as 2007, I think around there. If Parliament at that time really took time to look at the recommendations of the Commission and begin to implement them, some of the things that now we are dealing with them would have really solved them in early at that time. Because I feel sorry for Taylor, because there's a lot. If you can look at African culture today, there's a lot of things that are there. You go to another department, perhaps you still find the same issues that needed to be transformed during this period. 2002 to now, it's almost 20 years. We are almost 20 years now. In 2022, we'll be 20 years since the report has been tabled. And the issue of comprehensive research issues is there, is clear how the proposal and everything is very clear in the NPP when you read that. I don't know whether members have read the bigger document where everything, I'm happy it's simplified also here.
So
I'm not a spokesperson, but I'm not really the work really. What you need to do, Chair, the Office of the Speaker has partly assisted a lot in African culture. Some of the things were speeded up. I hope perhaps if we can speak to him, because that's the office of the speaker has been doing this. Maybe some of the things we'll be ready in the sixth parliament need to be prioritized, especially the issue of the foster, let me say, comprehensive issue. It needs to be speeded up. We can't be breaking our feet since 2002 until now.
Maybe, here it's all about legislation. There is nothing new we get. All the recommendations here are about legislation. There will be legislation, there will be legislation. So it's not as immediate.
But also even departments, because they had this report a long time ago. I mean, if we amend, for example, if we amend General Act, and then you find again, there are other things that need to be recommended for another amendment in the same bill. You could have taken all those amendments and put them together, and then we deal with it once and for all. But if they are also coming piecemeal, this year you amend this one, next year you amend this one, some of these court processes could have been avoided. So I really urge also the department to sit down, look at all everything that needs to be amended. Everything that needs to be amended, let it be amended. Because
there was their social responsibility to care about some of these things that we see on the ground. But unfortunately, as politicians, we are on the ground. And some of the things we come across and we see them live happening. And you always tell yourself, if there was a legislation for this, because this matter needs a policy of some sort for it to be regulated.
But the major problem here is that there was no will to extract what can be done meanwhile. Yes,
I thought perhaps this is the time to at least give the committee a bit of comfort. It's not all of the comfort you would require, but with respect at least to the social security, comprehensive social security reforms, the Taylor Committee work of 2002, some of the recommendations of that committee have happened, have been done. For example, if you recall, in 2002, there was no SASA. And one of the recommendations of the Taylor Committee was the establishment of SASA. So although not all of it has been done, there has been some movement. There wasn't a transport grant at that time, there was just a maintenance grant. So some of the things were implemented, as you say, piecemeal. But some of the things have happened. And post the establishment of SASA and all of those works, you'll recall that there was an inter-ministerial committee that was set up. When the committee was talking about inviting Prof. Taylor to come and present here, it was because the department was present here, which we were supposed to present to the portfolio committee, the work that had happened post-Taylor, saying this is what Taylor had recommended, this is what has happened, this is where the gaps still are, and how do we then do the reform. So that work has been happening in the department. And at present, the previous minister actually tabled some of those proposals in a discussion paper to NEDLAC, which is why we were then coming to the portfolio committee to say, let's just take you through what is the content of those comprehensive social security reform, which has taken into account some of the work that the Taylor Committee had recommended. So that work now has been under discussion at NEDLAC, and it's going to now come out into the public domain. So although we haven't implemented all of it, or some of the things have changed, have been overtaken by events, and then new issues keep emerging, but it is the work is happening and it's not completely stagnant. The only thing though is that there is a NEDLAC process that has started now, which is reviewing and has taken into account some of the proposals from the Taylor Committee and is re-recommending some of those things to be done. So hopefully, it just takes longer than we'd like it to take, but we are making some progress in some of the proposals. So there hasn't been complete silence since 2013.
No, my sister, it's not that
it's taking a long time.
The Taylor matter. The Taylor matter was binding. We were discussing about the high-level panel and its implementation. And then we go to Taylor because it becomes clearer that what was discovered until the high panel came after Taylor. And it is the high panel did talk to people. It's them complaining. They don't know any panel. They don't know any commission. What they were saying is that on social development, our children cannot apply for themselves. What must happen for them to access grants if they are child-headed? We need to respond to that. And also they say this arrangement and so on, we are suffering because of this. Now ours is to say, how do we show that? But instead of wanting Umshonyane, we actually called for an operation theater. Not even think about a top minister. We just went in for major operations.
Yeah.
Major operations requires money, requires doctors, services. We did not even think about top minister. How can you drink and so that you are better? For this report, we need to say we have done something. From here, there are things that are possible, but they were not as
selected and escalated for us to have a meeting with the minister. And the minister can say, really, really, your temperature is high. I can give you panad while I apply for more money for the major operation. That's what I'm asking, panel. Remember, you can see that this is high level panel report, high level implementation. I have a smaller intervention. We can reduce the pain. Let alone this end, or major operation. So I think we are done with this report.
Chief, before you done, because you came up with the suggestion of how we deal with the main task, that after the case that I wanted to express my disappointment on this document, let's go to the first page of the FDS report. Okay, I think I'm very much disappointed on the implementation of the use of official language aspect of number 12 of 2012. Chair, on this one, really, there's no excuse for DFD not have implemented the official language act. I think in that portfolio committee that deals with all of this, the portfolio committee of arts and culture, and the response that we have given, because arts and culture is the one that will happen with the responsibility of coordinating all the departments to make sure that this is implemented. So I'm disappointed because Department of Social Development is one of the departments that is not. We are going to 10 years now. And this is very important. The official language use is very, very important. I know it's one of the departments that we say, and some of the reasons that we brought forward, Chair, is the reasons of just feeling that other departments, we are not going to do it. We are not even prepared. Some of them are not even prepared to make sure that they establish this unit within the department. So what disappoints me more, Chair, is the fact that the department that I'm in also doing oversight is not doing what is supposed to have been done. This is very important. Mr. Tony, this is very, very important. I'm sure you all understand that a language is a constitutional mandate. And PENSAP on its own, it's not a Chapter 9 institution. It's an institution that is founded in the founding provisions of the Constitution of the Republic. Our languages are marginalized, Chair. Especially the indigenous languages are marginalized. And if the department of this government are not doing what they are supposed to be doing on promotion of language, because this promotes language. When you do it in the various departments, it promotes language. And when you look at the core function of PENSAP, promotion of the language is one of the core business of PENSAP. But reports that we've been getting, Chair, is some of the DDGs do not cooperate, do not even go to the meetings. That's why I don't have a report on social development now. How is social development cooperating? Whether they do attend those meetings when they are called Lando Yoba and this Ubizwa. The person who is coordinating is at the level of a chief director from the Department of Arts and Culture. I'm a DDG now, and this Ubizwa is chief director. Attitudes that have been displayed around the issue of the language here. It's painful and disappointing, because by now we shouldn't be struggling that department as full, especially departments like social development, because you deal with our own people who are illiterate in terms of all, but who understand their own language, who understand their own language. Then if you do not take them on board on the matter, then it's really problematic. So I really urge you to prioritize the language you speak. Make sure that you establish what is supposed to be established in terms of language. I don't believe the issue chair will be saying, someone will be saying, the argument will be saying, are they covered in language? And I can tell you, Chair, where I'm sitting, that in November and part of December, we were doing the interviews for language, for potential board members. And I've never been so excited, Chair, when I saw how much qualified our people are in their own courses or any language. We have people who have got PhDs in linguistics, PhD, a lot of them, and the young people. So in other words, even in universities, we still have young people who love their languages, who can assist, who need employment to be employed and assist in terms of their language. We will not realize social cohesion and nation building in our lifetime, okay, if we do not advocate for the use of our language. So really, hey, this is very disappointing to social development. Something needs to be done on this thing. Even if I'm not here in Parliament, I will follow it. And I will advocate all it now in the civil or civil society organization. Make sure that I sit on your neck, because I am passionate about language. I'm passionate about language use. So I will make sure, really, hey, please, this one, Chair, I would also add that it should form part of our legacy report. That the coming ones, when they come in, they must make sure they monitor whether this department is going to implement this act of 2012.
Thank you. Honorable, Tolesi, the argument I have with you is that this was never attended. This was high panel report. From what you are saying, if you actually look at it, what you are, I mean, the very first thing about the language is directly linked to the second page that speaks about access to information. And the terrible access to information deprives people of their, you don't need any other thing. Because, that's why I'm remembering Honorable Hope. What she would be saying, how is your communication? The communication department did not do its work to provide information. For example, the issue of available grants.
If you don't feel well, let me check.
Just finished. It was something that was alarming us all. The premier of KZN when Wally was delivering the speech.
She must have enough time to do that. That's responsibility. So I'm saying, all these things, you can't give us this report, this answer. That we told very clear, I can tell you, these things are workable. But you all went for the drug and not you went for the actual drug to knock that patient down. You know what the language issue? It goes back to why there are protests about a language in a school when people, certain children must be alone because they have to be taught in their mother language. Therefore, they get excluded further, like your difference issue. So that language issue is a very important matter. Here, it's actually setting up a unit. You are not going to employ more people. You actually say this official is actually going to be a leader of this team.
and you bring your provinces. You say, let's form a provincial one, a national one, then you go and deliver at your level these units. Just to show compliance, a unit can be established any day. So we won't allow this report to pass without units having been made. We must live here with units in place. After all, the method that put where the staff government is blockade. It's because you will have a chief direct, a deputy direct, in some instances, assistant direct. And you end up not knowing when the anabai. So the issue is, in order for us to be safe with our employees, find some other specialization in order to ensure that you also use this high panel to say, these are doing this unit. And the issue that says, a pamphlet that can tell you, I don't know what happened to Ms. Oliphant, because he became more of a spokesperson than leading communication. Because what we were requesting is a flyer that says, one, the five grants are as follows. This grant, to apply for this grant, you should do A, B, C. I can tell you this grant in A is not in use. And you can be told that what is very interesting is that people from Eastern Cape go to KZN to apply for grant in A. Also the disability. They say, I mean, officials told me in a telephone that no, abantu bahamba baye KwaZulu-Natal because Utwa in the Eastern Cape, there's something called, no, please, you are protected, Mr. Jones, from this lady. There was a certain man who was a manager or a director in the Eastern Cape, came with a policy of gatekeeping, policy written down. Gatekeeping. Then this gatekeeping says, here is the doctor that is your doctor that is treating you, and then says to you, I've been treating you. You are now helpless. You need to get a grant. And you can't go further now. If you go there, Mark came with an issue that said, let's appoint our own doctors for gatekeeping. Well, written down, and I said, I want to see this document here. And then this second doctor is as appointed by the department, dismisses all those people and does not see them.
Sure.
He reads the report. He reads the report. And in that report, you are dismissed without being examined. It is called mass gatekeeping policy.
Wow.
And that's why I'm then saying, people don't get this granting aid.
Yeah.
Because the issue of the means test, the issue of gatekeeping. Mm. So we could have had something that explains that if you are not satisfied, this is where you appeal.
Mm.
And the appeal goes this way.
Mm.
So that one really requires language. But on the issue of language, this matter of undermining and using everything to find that this person can still function. That one is also with the language issue.
Yeah.
The other issue is, what about these people who are deaf and what
deaf and dumb?
Deaf and dumb. And those who are
also that language.
Oh.
It's not deaf and dumb.
It's speech impairment, right?
Speech impairment.
Yeah, but I'm trying to take these two disabilities in one. That you are dumb because you couldn't hear someone and therefore you couldn't talk. Because when you don't hear, it can't be interpreted into a word.
Yes.
So that's why if you are deaf, you are deaf, you will have now no speech. So that is why it's so critical and so challenging. The other issue that is also in here, this refugee matter. You now start, we are not talking about where these refugees are. We say we are going to train communities. Which communities? Where are these refugees? Because in the first place is to actually start to where these people end up as refugees. A refugee is not just something to the economic refugee. People that are running away from war in their countries, how do you then start training where there is not going to be war, there's not going to be that? So I think this matter must be corrected. These three that I've outlined, we do have solutions for those. I need to get it on that. The one I get there is going to kill us. This one that talks about sexual offense data. Data. Information. Okay. Because at least that information is easily available. If in a newspaper we say a 30-year-old, a 2-year-old, it always tells you, but to say it's not readily available, I want to find out. Because there's a committee, if I remember well, where social development sits, all departments sit. I don't know what is this one, but they see it as a social cluster. I've got a hand from Umama, Ukayile, and Umama who's there.
No, Mama.
Okay.
Can I come in, Chairperson?
Yes, please.
Okay, thank you so much. Chairperson, thank you so much for actually emphasizing on the issues of people who are living with disabilities. I have often observed, especially in Mpumalanga, these people who are living with disabilities, they are ignored. And they are ignored in a sense that when you send an email trying to address these issues, they take forever to, actually they don't respond at all. As I am sitting here today, I am sitting with an issue that was reported in November. I went for an oversight at Degadako. There is a young woman, she's using a wheelchair, and at the same time she can't speak as well. I found this teacher alone because during the day her parents, they go to work. But what was even more shocking is that there's stairs at the door. So during the day she cannot get out of the house. So she's left there by herself. And if somebody can actually know that she's there by herself, they can even come and rape her. Mm-hmm. She won't be able to tell who has raped her. I have reported this matter to Ms. Diane. I have followed up to date. Nobody has even went to attend to this matter. And we get calls where other people are reporting that they are just living with relatives that are taking all their grants, and then they don't give them anything, not even a cent. There's another lady who's also mentally challenged. Apparently at some point when she was going to the houses requesting food, she found boys in another house and they gang raped her. And those issues, they can't even go to court because they say she needs a witness to be able to open a case. So basically, there's nothing that she can do about that case, but a family member is still busy abusing her to this day. I have reported this matter, I have tried to make follow-up, but up until this day, she is still living in that family, she has not even been taken to a victim center. So this is simply an indication that the department is not doing enough as far as attending to the issues of people who are living with disabilities. And I would like to urge that we try and put more efforts into this, try to find ways of how we can actually try to address these issues, because they are very important. We cannot be abusing people who are living with disabilities. Their rights must be protected. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Chairperson, and thank you for allowing us to utilize this platform. So very soon we will be on this platform. You mentioned something. Yeah, in another life, in another place. You mentioned the granting aid. I just need some from the department clarity on that, because in December I attended the meeting and one of the officials made mention of the granting aid, saying that everybody over 75 qualifies. My community is up in arms every day with me, wanting to know why don't they get the money, what is the criteria, and how do people qualify. My understanding was different than what was said in December, but I just need clarity here. And I also want to mentioned older people, I've got quite a few over 80 years old in my community. Mm. They actually receive letters, like now recently in the past month, that they must go for assessment again. And when you're 80 years old, you're automatically over 60 and you qualify. What's the purpose, Aliam? Some errors in the department? What's happening for people to be still assessed when you're 80 years old? Also, I understand when people with a disability, sometimes it can change, but when the doctor ends, for instance, when you're quadruped, and you completely paralyze your bedridden for the past 25 years. You know, every time it's difficult for the families to assess, why is it like that? Thank you.
Okay. There was another hand.
Okay.
One more for you.
Ngiyabonga Chairperson. Ngiyabonga. Okay. Ngiyabonga Chairperson. Ibaluleke kakhulu. And then ngine consent futhi to the department. Ngokulibazisa kwayo ama delay in between them and the legislature also in the process. And the people outside are suffering, as you, Chairperson, say, because really there are those who need a serious help in this grant, and also on us, it's paining and it's sad to see that there are those who getting this foster grant, but not deserve to get it to receive. But those who are supposed to receive, they don't, because they don't have somebody or some people to help them, like a social worker. So that's why I'm saying that the social workers are so very important to the communities, because are those who can help quick these people. Chairperson, as I've noted again, disabled people, all over. And I was saying that like a KZN, Sisonke Regini, Ward 12, there is a guy, osemncane, akanabazali, even indlu ahlala kuyo Chairperson ibuhlungu, iyawa, imise ngesibonda ngaphakathi, okanye uwile njengangoku, andiyazi ngoba kuyanetha, andisekho apho. I-grant yakhe ayitholayo kubuhlungu ithathwa kumakoti wefemeli. Ma ingathathwanga ngumakoti wefemeli, leyo senti abuye nayo etawuni athenga igrosar ekhatshwa ngabo bantu bamkhapha beza ngathi bayamthanda. Xa ifike ibeka la endlini lapha kule ndlu kugcwele abafana ababhema insango, ba-abuser la grocery bayayitya bayiqede, uyalamba, uyahlupheka, uyasokola, namhlanje andazi baqhubeka ntoni. So ndizama ukuthi kubuhlungu kakhulu kwaba bantu abakhubazekile indlela abaphetheke ngakona. So siyacela kakhulu kakhulu department ibe neliso elibanzi kakhulu ngabo, kuvisa ubuhlungu kakhulu. At least thina siyaphila, siphilele nje kahle ngoba siyahlupheka, but yena umntu yena okhubazekile kubuhlungu kakhulu ukubona impilo esihambe sizibona abahlangabezene nazo. Inkosi Chairperson.
I have arrived at the conclusion that you say you did this work overnight. It was really, really, you even forgot what you had. For example, if you look into, I don't see this page again, I apologize for that. Page 1. You now utwa apa, no provision to address the plight of individuals who have no income but do not meet the criteria to receive grants. That is the finding by the high panel. Recommendations. Prioritize devising a means of addressing the plight of individuals who have no income but do not meet the criteria. Simply repeating what has been said. Obokala, you did not need to further describe this because it was already there. But look into how you respond. Where is SAE, is the first relief?
SRT.
Because that's what you have in your hands, but it doesn't appear here. Instead, you have divine. Which one? Because you do have the rest, and many millions go that way. And you would even indicate that so much has been used for that relief. It's not here. That's why that it's got serious omissions.
Yeah.
Serious omissions.
Sorry, Chair.
Yes.
My mistake, it's in that word. It's not word 12, it's word 7.
Okay.
Yeah, in the song, and Kuna Bantu Zabachinja, okay, word 12, you can't come as well. No, sir. You have a
yes, in case that
yeah, it's in 1-7, not 1-12.
It's a district in which minister it is in 1-7.
This song
is a district.
Yeah, Umzimkulu. Umzimkulu, there are 4 sub-regions there. Under Umzimkulu, ma. Yes. Yeah,
it then says, circumscribe grants and earmark them for particular people. I think this thing was done at a very short space of time. It was not actually edited. And it really, I think you did not do what we wanted you to do. In fact, Tina, we were easy because we thought this was sent to you and you actually responded and you were ready to give us your implementation. And where there's difficulty, we have since tried ABC, but no work was done. But the last thing, I have gone to all the pages. They do the same. It's all about legislation. It's not about implementers. Because now you have taken this legislative power of us to yourself. It's no longer us now who say we need a legislation because we have got shortcomings. And then you go and it's you who is interrupting yourself to develop legislation. You are supposed to do legislation, but at the same time, we are supposed to be afraid about that recommendation. Because we are implementing what you're doing, but instead you go, but these issues, there's nothing. I wonder if you go to social security, comprehensive social security, there's nothing that talks about making the system to be effective. There's nothing that talks, there's nothing in tenant. What about the conduct of the social workers who are not doing their work? What about, really, there's something that is missing on the professionality of the department? Because there's nothing that talks about conduct and behavior of social workers, which actually are associated with the absence and non-existence of the professional body, that is the social workers council, that has to look upon their conduct. There's been a widespread, not allegation, but findings about corruption. There's no mention of it. There's also, how are we going to fight corruption within the department so that what is available goes to the beneficiaries? There's no holistic approach where you actually, it can't be theoretical, because you could have worked with the provinces to have this report, because you are not implementing, provinces implement. You also go to issue of the wheelchairs, because you will get someone who is getting grants from us, but when they come, they are carried in wheelbarrows. But there is no holistic approach where we say, because we have now identified the need, it is a wheelchair means of movement, we refer to Department of Health. All
all we care about is to give their grant and hope. This morning, I've been raising issues about sunset. There's nothing about that show. And social workers, they've begun now to be distributors of food instead of doing some professional work. If there is an accident, they go there, they identify who can be given a food basket. They leave the broader psychological therapeutic systems that need to be there. The last one is also, if we don't mind whether there's a roof or not above our client. Because holistically, if I give you a grant, I also ought to find ways of talking to health. It's a wheelchair of talking to housing. It is about shelter. But I can't give you grant and leave the whole other aspects that are welfare related not being addressed. I think there was no seriousness included in this document. I don't think it's worth to entertain it. Yes, it is right in terms of identifying the findings. But in addressing the findings for us, because nothing was ever done, because my understanding was that it could have been the tables where there are MECs and HODs, and a decision taken, how do we respond to this? How best are we going to utilize what we have? We can't be managing by legislation only. Legislation is a guide and is an answer in our problems. So we are done with this one. Is there any other thing? Because the documents are there. We need to get the documents. If Minister is retired, I think she was working with a number of universities. There were other universities.
She
was in Natal. There were about 8 when I saw them. I mean, those people who represented those universities. So it can't be everything is dead because she's not available. Documents are alive. And are living documents that we ought to work on. So I think this matter must be reported to the minister by yourself in terms of wanting the minister to respond to how things are going to be done. Because it could have been a min-make issue. But once you meet the minister, you will come back to us and say, another document must be developed. And this implementation must be short-term and long-term, intermediate or immediate. But at the same time, they must be realistic. That's where you really need the analysis, where they say it must be achievable, it must be measurable. You need this in this one. The smart ones are really required in this one. I think that's what we can say as this portfolio committee, not unless my members have got a different view. But for me, it was actually a desktop arrangement, no other research included. There even no part where we are saying, at least in Free State, in such and such an area, they did this to make improvements. When you even forget where we pay a lot on the issue of stress relief, where we feed 200 in a center one day, every day, like deterrence, we can't remember that one. Because you could even indicate that in such and such a center, in what in Western Cape, at least in this particular center, 200 people have a full balanced lunch every day, but it is not there, as if we were not doing anything.
Thank you, Chairperson. Yeah, we're utilizing this space. On page 35, just when they come back, they can also respond. The legislation on education, I just want to know how could it safety and intermediate actions, policy change include diversion programs and change in the alcohol. My question here is, how does this affect the legislation? Because the Western Cape has got their own legislation on this. And, you know, I just want to know how does it affect the departments when you do your work, because they allow you certain things to have in school, selling of alcohol in the Western Cape. And we must get it right. I'm not sure we can't get their own rules or regulations or something. Thank you.
How I wish I didn't know that they have got some other rights other than the nationality of South Africa. I didn't know. We need to.
Thank you, Chairperson. They've got their own constitution, and the South African constitution allows it, and after sometimes they change their rules and things and ways and things.
Department to prioritize devising a means of addressing the plight of individuals. So it's a high panel that has done that to you. Other than what we have put as the intermediate action, there is no other thing that at the moment you are trying to intervene on those challenges as a department. I understand that the recommendations come from the High Panel. It's saying this is what you must do. Mm-hmm. But on your response, like the chair was saying, there is the issue of the distress that needs to people to be assisted. Now you have just pregnant, let me say that way. It's really pregnant because we are saying that members of the network, Comprehensive Social Security and Retirement Reform Task Force, that has engaging only. But at the moment, what is it? It's like engagement.
Yeah.
Is there no solution at the moment or where you are engaged in? Because I think the chair was trying to say, in your intermediate actions, what is it exactly that you can, even when you go out to the constituencies, that we are saying, no, the High Panel has said prioritize devising strategy, but maybe they were not aware about this particular solution that will come up with the department. Can you try and maybe undertake and assist us to clarify this?
And also, maybe they met someone who was in that category of not being able to qualify for the grant, but is not receiving the stress relief. So the answer is, this person must be assisted to get the stress relief, but there's nothing that says
Because it's like, it's about when you respond, you say, there shall be a research. That's what they agreed upon to do. It means that if the research is not yet done or completed, people, what they must do now. Because what we understand where it comes from, there is a distress relief for those people to try and intervene. But in your solution, like an intermediate action, there is nothing that you have mentioned to say, this is what we do. Maybe the High Panel was not aware about it.
In your speech, as you go to door to door, you find me, I'm fit, I'm able, but I'm not employed. And I don't qualify, I don't have the time. Then what do you say to me? You say, I'm still going to make a search about your situation. Fine, how many are you? And then devise a legislation to address it.
Yeah, I was going to the long-term plan to say that if the challenge is to try and intervene to those that does not qualify, you know, like distress relief. Now, on the long-term plans, the department is saying there shall be implementation plans that will be developed and necessary legislative amendments. What legislative amendment will you do on that one? because already you have solutions. Like, is it distress relief something that you have tried as a temporary thing? It's not a policy of a department, sort of that. Maybe if you want to get a gun.
I think for me, I'm just seeing the opportunity in this diagnosis that the chair has sort of made on this issue, which again I want to say I agree totally with, and I think Dr. Matopa has also just said that I see an opportunity, especially for the door-to-door situation that we are referring to, that the high-level panel has highlighted, or the department has actually highlighted in the high-level panel report issues that have to do with the Department of Social Development. And we could even have a document that would be some kind of a document that we can use in the door-to-door, if we were to insert, as I suggested earlier, a column that says what is the status quo as far as what has been highlighted is concerned.
Yeah.
Because if the document says a finding and recommendation, then says that strengthen social work practice and older person at all levels, because we encountered it. And then you have a column that says what is the status quo in terms of what the implementation is doing at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And it says we encounter problems and this is what we have done and things like that. And then it says intermediate action, of course, and the long-term plan. Because for us, it will work as a, if you like, a something that is true, something that is provable, something that is whatever, that we can present to people as we go along and as we receive these challenges from the door-to-door and oversight visits that we do. But at the same time, it's going to be trackable. We will be able to track what's going on to say, okay, you've been doing this because you were confronted by this problem, and this is what you said was going to be intermediate and long term. So we will be able to actually use that document to track the progress and to be able to face the people that we meet on the ground, because I have just scanned through it and it really covers situations that we encounter and are confronted by or with it, or on the ground. That would be my
I can say people are still getting it. Even what Honorable Saint was asking about the assistance. People are getting it. You apply, the person who is looking after the elderly, who is bedridden, there are roles that are there. One who says to get to them, the person cannot do anything, according to Anani. They go together with the person. In my constituency, I even ask people from SASA to come. If I'm doing a door-to-door and I find a situation like that, I call the SASA people to come and assist. They come with forms and everything, you fill the form, both the person who is going to be the recipient and the person who is applying. The money is deposited in the account of the grant recipient. Then the grant recipient will give the money to the person who is aiding her or him. It does happen, but we need, although most of our people do not know about it. What we need is more awareness in the situation like this. But at the same time, you know, people tend to abuse the system. There are those who are abusing the system, but it does happen, Jay.
Which means
we need, yes, we need to
apply. Yes. There's a follow-up.
Yes. Even social workers do come to check from time to time. That's why from here every year, they always require you to go back and reapply again. for the testing, so that abanye abantu baloko they will not even pay when the person has passed away, or if the person is no longer assisting the elderly, because others will just decide I'm no longer going to assist. So all of those things, they do happen. Check just that we need to go out and assess
social development, perfect the system, and it will be hard. Because now I overheard someone saying, who are to think by my and your dad, Kinda, Queen, and over them, also an issue of why. Then I'm a long as long, I'm not a thing by my and your dad, and I forget up, I don't give me some. I'm not going to say this.
Oh,
but anyway, it's for you today. These people, we should be really mindful. I think these social workers need a workshop. Because today's people will take some people nearly to correctional centers. Because the language we use when we think our people are ignorant and they have no one to go, the crooks themselves, they are there. I met one person on a wheelchair next to social people after hours, but that person had got the grant. But she said, no, the grant here, and I was told when I met him that's what he always do.
Mm-hmm.
So our people, they also use their disability to actually loot the department.
Mm-hmm.
So no one is an angel out there. But I think it is calling needed to workshop here social workers. Because we know we social workers are not now anymore is responsible for the SRD. They are not involved, honorable members, Kule stress relief. It is social workers. So there is nothing that requires these social workers to confirm. That's why with them they are able to give it to anyone and not the one who is actually responsible. For example, you will see in a hall people busy distributing food. There's no social work. Those people were never reported by the social work to get this food. And it's creating a very big problem in communities as to who gets the food water. And you also find some of our food in spaza shops being sold. So I think there is something that when we do introspection, we're not pointing fingers to anybody. But when we do this introspection, interrogating ourselves, we want to perfect the system. Because when I ask social workers that, no, that was taken a long time away from us. So you can't wake up from your home and go to the social worker and say, I'm hungry. The social worker is going to bring your country, bring your what. Up at the end of the day, the counselor says, you didn't come to me first. So I'm not going there to witness for you. We can't put our people in predicament. Because we have mandate here to have vision here to does not allow us to do that. So the social workers, we need a workshop to highlight these issues. It is one of those not taking away then in upper part. But we have not spoken about, nor have we got a report, acting DG, about corruption on SASA cards. We have not received any report. Not having received a report about these cards that are in thousands, that are being sold, that is obsessing about but the Babutiu. Can we get a brief as to how does it happen? I don't even know, but I know there are stacks and stacks of cards that are with individuals. Then are they sold? Then once you buy it, it will be filled with money every month. Can we get to the reality what's going on? I'm a card owner, banking, and sometimes when you meet your boss with me, I say, I got a choice department. That are not filled. Again, they don't have money. But you can buy yours.
Hey, what are the percentages?
I'm struggling a little bit. You think I just see the social media. Is it a concerted matter? Why are you not publicly talking about it?
It's all right.
I just did because actually SASA is reports to social development.
It's not a concern. No, it's not a concern.
What is the matter with that platoon?
Or women and what, but I'm pretty sure
we can't go about looking for that information. When I met with gender, with provincial gender commission, I mean provincial commissioner, Wama Boys, she said they have the statistics, but the social development never talks to them. We had a very big meeting in the House of Traditional Leaders, where they actually brought about 20 policemen. They said, this is how we are in a province. We are kennel for gender-based violence, brigadier for child protection, and so on. But they say we align with never met. And social development was invited at a provincial level and was present in that meeting. They said, no, if we want social workers, they tell us that they don't have. If you get the one in charge, she will say, I'm not also the one who's supposed to be doing that work. That goes to taken. So the police have got every aspect of our life. I was surprised. Whether it's domestic violence, separate unit. Child protection, separate unit. Every other unit. Crime prevention, they said we decided to wear our uniform to come in front of you, Jefferson, and tell you that we have been longing to work with that department. We can't move because they are a prerequisite of our work. Even if we are supposed to be conducting this DNA and they are not available. When we deal with children, they said it's in a meeting, it's a report that I will present to the speaker. Because I personally decided to go and ask what happened that women are now being vandalized, that are now neglected. And police said, no, that meeting must be, will come. I postponed it the other week, I couldn't, but I said, and I said, it should be hosted by the House of Traditional Leaders. You know, the police have gone further because they say we are now placing a station in the traditional leaders' place. We're rolling out rural policies. A king will have one point that is got a mobile. In that mobile, there will be horses. We're training young boys there who are used to horses so that we give them uniforms. They will behave like reservists in a rural space. Mm-hmm. And we spoke a lot about this thing, the alarm, panic, because the police were saying, now that we are putting patients there in the traditional homes, we need these panic buttons so that you can press and then we will be there as police. So I think we need to work with the other departments because that's what was highlighted. If the traditional leaders said the same thing, oh, police social work, police police at the time, we can tell them. That meeting is recorded. It's recorded because I wanted to know why Ndoyabanda Madala is becoming violent. It was gender commission Mapazi. Also said this is also working in KZN. There was also provincial commissioner General Nchinga. But at a later stage, he brought in the Deputy General Swart to be in that meeting because it was up. And then I had invited councillors from where women were killed and traditionalists from where women were killed. It helped because yesterday I was told by the SABC that women in black are marching in Monday. They are marching against these killings because they had the meeting. So there is something we can do if we can be active. But I don't know whether in offices the chairs are warm, but yes, it's nearly, I can meet them at this time. That's true. because we'll get support, because I am also going to take this to Umkani Zulu, Umtwana. I'm going to visit Umtwana and say, Umtwana, lendo yabantu ababulaya or ilapha kuyo. So we will take it to where it belongs, because if you talk about urban violence against women is something else. If you go to suburban, it's something else. If you go to deep rural, it's something else. So even the orphans are the same, because now the women were saying, at least government must provide us with a refugee home, because we are refugees in this country. If somebody, because your daughter, your son, pregnant her daughter, and you are too poor, we say you are a witch, then you are killed. You better provide us with a refugee camp, like all others that are in species in danger. So that to say now we don't have the statistics, I think it's a little bit worrying. We must develop something. But I even phoned the Minister Batabile Dlamini for women and gave her the report. She said she's very keen to work, but she's still engaging traditional women. She said in Bumala, I could have joined there to give her the statistics and also to draw her attention to this issue of gender-based violence that does not include social development. Because you don't know how these people are going to be surviving if we are excluded as this central part of it, focal part, because it has everything to do with women. And by the last time I heard, they were included in our information, but nothing actually, the department didn't further tell us that if women and children are here now, what was going to happen. We left it at that level, but we threw it up when we have our final report, and our final report is not going to be very narrative. It will be statistic based, it will be time frame based. When did we finish with SASA? When was this? When was it going to be very, very clear as to what the program was, what was achieved, what is outstanding? It's not going to be a narrative, it's going to be statistic based as to these issues of SRG and so on. So, and the monies that we're spending that, so that the report is precise, it's professional, but it's short, not narrative, but to the point. Then it will be an addendum as to, we had so many meetings and so on and so on. So I think what is left at the minutes of the last meeting. How many sets? But okay, can we listen to the department if they have anything to go, and when they are coming back to give us a better menu?
Thanks. Okay, we first want to thank the honorable members for the constructive criticism in terms of the report and also your guidance. We're supposed to be here next week for a quarterly report. Second and third quarter. That's what we know for now. We could be guided. But in this meeting, we also had the honorable members raising some key concerns about what is happening in the community that they live in. So if we can get the proper details in terms of the chapters that are affected, so that we can be able to make a follow-up recommendation. That's the thing, we can just give a highlight in terms of what is done with regards to those cases that were raised. We also want to thank the Chair. I think the issue of terminology and language is very important. in responding to the report, we will kind of make sure that, as you have said, we add a column that speaks to the interim intervention that are taking place while the issues of the legislation are being processed, because that's what you were emphasizing to say, what is happening in the interim. So we will try and work with that. And that also, in terms of what we're saying, that we need to make sure that, I think one of the solid was telling us that we're not responding to what the active culture is trying to do in terms of elevating the language issue. Yesterday, the president met with the safer people, and he spoke about people living with disability, and the response to that was that no president, we're not saying that. We're saying persons with disability, and we're saying that people are speech and hearing impaired. We're saying that the people are, those are social, psychosocial disabilities, those who have got bipolar, mental disabilities, you know, that grouping. And I think that we will try to make sure that you're raising, I mean, it's not the first time that I'm hearing you talking to say that our communication is very poor and we're not making communication leaflets available so that people know what we are doing and what their rights are. If they don't get this, where should they appeal for those things? So we'll try and look at those with regards to that. I'm not sure many would be, because I think what also Terry was saying is that we're not doing this report for the sake of doing it. We need to consult with the provinces so that these areas that are mentioned here, we can say in this province and in this area, this is what is happening currently in terms of doing that. We will kind of make sure that we give ourselves time to address those matters.
I'm not sure, colleagues, is there any other thing that I'm
correct.
That you want to add?
That should be comprehensive indeed.
Yeah.
But please, you can send messages that they must collate such a report so that when you come, you discuss the report, you come out with a solid report that says on Ikenki, on KDK, on Kauten, on KDK. So that would be very helpful for us to understand and the commonality that this one happens in all our provinces. This one, no, it's left already in KZN, and we are piloting at such and such area. So the lessons will be learned from that. So please let us have that. But I don't know whether we say bring it next week, because we want to see the space to do that work as well.
We'll appreciate that, Jane. You can give us space.
But it is also very important. We didn't jump into any other one. She's a secretary for the portfolio and is not there for your portfolio, but for your talking to them. Say, what is about recently? What is about this hotline between the department and the secretary? Because she is responsible for, who makes it possible for us to oversight you. So it can be bureaucratic. I'm going to house number, Nanina. But I also But I can say, honorable members, when you confront this matter, you can write a letter to me through the secretary so that if there is a detail of saying the person who has missed the grant is the pay point is the ID number and the card number, so that once you receive this and then we talk to the department, that matter will be sorted even before you know it. because those people are working with systems and IT.
Yeah.
So if there is clear indication where the problem is, because we want to sell this brand, and now it seems with the new regime, you will survive only if you know what you do and what you are going to achieve. The department will really be lean. Some will perish because they will be seen, and then it will be taken to other departments and probably left with one thing. So that's why I'm saying we must sell this brand, and complaints must not be about social development. Complaints can be about business and other things. Ours, we should be really, really the Indonesians who are tied within our people. So you are different from the other children. So your mom loves you best. So we should be loved best by our people. Can I allow you to leave so that the information is used with the better person? And can I put it in the process that deliver the minutes they are here so that you can make contact? And don't forget that in this ritual, we will be included. We must come to for the opportunity.
Do you know what Ken is asking?
Okay.
What does he want?
I didn't share that.